you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Looking forward to a great weekend. Today is an ALN classic episode. That's right, we're throwing it back to the old days of the podcast. We had some bangers, some hitters, some legends come through the show, so we thought we'd dig deep and throw it back to some of those insane, hilarious, fun episodes. So enjoy the hell out of this episode. Of course, follow the podcast at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy your week.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Well, welcome to the Comedy Store, to the fans out on the patio. Good to see you. Enjoy your drink selections. Enjoy your ambiance, because this is a special time where I think, look, did we ever think there was going to be a giant digital housing development across the street from the store? Yes.
Yes, obviously.
Did we think it would be promoting, you know, places like IHOP and Quiznos?
Probably.
But now it just looks like, I got to be honest, lots of, it's like, have you been to the red light district in Amsterdam?
I have.
Okay.
I said that too quickly.
Yeah. You were like, invested?
The what light? What's the kind of color
what
of the
kind
light?
Of district? Well, why are there people that dance in the windows for cash, or if you're me, stoned bites of a McFlurry that I was taunting in front of them?
Oof, yummy.
So the first time I went to Amsterdam, real quick, and that's what this giant, if you can't see it yet, if you haven't been to the Sunset Boulevard recently, there's now a huge housing development that has taken over where the House of Blues was, where I saw Hootie and the Blowfish, the Wallflowers, fucking G Love and Special Sauce, you know, name some other groups that have performed there.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
dude. People forget that that venue, probably because of its location, and you can see a little chunk of the view behind this giant fucking marquee now. But it, again, it looks like you're just looking into rooms that I've seen on Casting Couch Pornhub videos.
You know what? I'm going to say yes, and it looks like a video game, like in Mortal Kombat,
yeah,
where someone's going to meet their death.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of nondescript, and it also looks like someone was playing a simulation game like The Sims or Minecraft,
for
and then
sure.
Like, what else is on?
Yeah, they, yeah.
In the middle of it. Like, what an odd play. Listen, someone's like, let's get this building up so we can get these vague TVs on. Like, do you want to finish the job?
Man,
no, not really.
It is. Have you heard of the Pendry before? And I guess we're going to give them shout outs because they'll probably end up sponsoring something on this street at some point.
Or one of us.
Yeah.
Guys, we heard you advertising on the pod.
Now, the way that, like, Paris Hilton is an heir to the Hilton hotels, is there like a David Pendry or like a Mark Pendry?
Donald Pendry.
I got to assume the kids of the Pendry fortune are big pieces of shit.
That they're doing well, but not well enough to finish a building.
Yeah. They're definitely getting their school paid for Lori Loughlin style. Now, do you say Loughlin like I did, like a Jew? Or do you
Loughlin?
Say Loughlin? Or do you say Loughlin?
I do on Passover. And
like, do you say
and
I'm going to
Purim, sure.
Do you say Loughlin, Nevada or Loughlin?
I say Loughlin, Israel, Loughlin, Nevada.
You say Loughlin Patterson or Loughlin Patterson?
I say Loughlin Patterson.
Great.
Yeah, but I say Lori Loughlin.
Do you really?
No. only in the high holidays. I'm going to repeat that in case someone just got here.
A lot of repeat bits tonight, just in case more people stroll up. We got two fellas that look the same walking by. What up, dudes?
What up, guys? Good to see you.
Feel free to bring those similar faces into the patio area.
Guys, they're going to a casting for nondescript video game extras.
You guys look like the guys I bought cigarettes from in Grand Theft Auto. Oh, they're gone.
They're gone? So they can't hear us?
They can't hear that? John, this pandemic has been, and I think it's safe to say, up and down.
Profitable. I think so.
No, you raise a good question, because I feel like everyone at this point has been trying to find alternate ways to make cash, right? Whether it's like joking, selling your body in a window at the Pendry Hotel, or
OnlyFans.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sure the OnlyFans stock has gone up tenfold.
Brother.
Do you know anyone, and you don't have to say their name, but if you will, that'd be awesome, that has signed up or is looking to sign up?
No, and my friends and I joke all the time about what we would have to offer.
Yes. Because it's basically, I mean, it's a Patreon for explicit content, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know some people post pictures of their feet on there, which I don't know how many people on the patio tonight are even into feet pictures or would sell if there was an...
Okay, I love how somebody just outed her friend.
Yeah, that she finger was like, could not have been pointed quicker at someone you're 2 inches away from.
Wow.
Look, I'm not knocking the selling feet for cash business model.
That was my...
maybe I'm just...
feet for cash.
Feet for cash.
Was a huge...
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah,
that
my
was,
God,
the
daytime...
Same,
to,
the same
QVC.
Guys that came up with Surge.
Yeah, I was going to say cash for gold.
Yeah.
But feet for cash was the original. People don't realize that.
What type of feet?
Feet is only in America. It's mostly meters if you go to Canada.
Right. If you what constitutes a good, like, do you mind giving us a like, how much do your feet go for?
You and guys that are walking up came in at the right time.
And
trust
look,
me.
Look, no, you could have also not responded when I said when I inquired. I think you just did $1,100. Oh, $1?
Sign language.
$1 Price is Right style?
$10. $10.
$100. Good for you.
Sold.
Oh. That's unbelievable.
$1. Now, oh, your friend. Wow.
Yep. Look, she's shaking her toes through the Comedy Store.
That is an OnlyFans foot, if I've ever seen one. Fantastic.
So I'm envious of the people that can sell pictures of their feet. I'm curious. I don't know if there's extra...
I say they're standing on a gold mine?
Yeah. Is there extra prep that goes into prepping your foot for the photo? It's like if you're taking a headshot at the mall. You need to go above and beyond, look your best.
Yeah, scrub.
Get a petty.
I feel like we're on a game show and we can't tell if we're losing.
Guess that toe.
Yeah. Or it's like, guys, here's what happened. You guys are going to be separated between bank glass. We're going to bring up a weird subject and you got to get her to go through a foot regimen, but have to read her lips at the same time while the lighting is crap.
Hosted by Mario Lopez. This Friday, it's Whose Foot Is That?
And co-hosted by his dimples.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get to the point to where I'm confident enough in my feet to post pictures, but I also know that there's other things people are posting on OnlyFans. I would like to see someone make cash from OnlyFans from something like calligraphy, like something that you wouldn't expect. You know, like
yeah, but you get that on Instagram. There are definitely calligraphy accounts.
Okay.
And I don't know what I clicked on before that it shows me that in my discovery page.
It was like amazing Blake Griffin dunks, and it was like, do you mean calligraphy?
I'm like,
guys?
I did. I look up Caligula, the Roman emperor. They're like, did you mean calligraphy? And I go, I know the government's watching. So I'm like, yes, I did.
Do you ever get scared when you type in something to Google and it does do the, like, did you mean this? And then you're like, oh, man, not only did I not mean that, but I'm going to click
on
it.
But now I never thought of that.
Yeah. Didn't even think of it. So
you know what that's called, Google? Entrapment. I did not think of that, and now it's I can't not think about it.
By the way, why has there not been a Harrison Ford movie called Entrapment about...
A guy who Googles.
A guy who...
Wait a minute. I didn't mean to do that this summer.
It's great to have an audience, but for us to be their background music.
You know what this is?
Because we'll do a bit, We'll stay in the pocket.
Welcome
I'll
back.
I'll be locked in with you. And then I'll look outside and see no and go, huh, for that connection. And it just ain't reciprocated.
I'm going to say I'm really happy, and we got to talk about our sponsor, being outside of the Airport Lounge 14 outside of Quiznos.
Yeah. Boy, the last time I got a Quiznos at an airport was, and I remember because it was the last time I went to that airport, the Denver airport. Shout out to the Quiznos at the Denver airport.
I think Quiznos is out of business.
The fuck did you just say?
I think Quiznos is out of business.
No way. Look, there's things that I'm willing to sacrifice during this pandemic, and that is not one of them. Delivery.
I just think that people realized that it was like the saltiest, sweatiest meats.
But also, nobody was...
It has an OnlyFans now. I think it's good. The sweaty meats of Quiznos.
They're like sweaty meats and sweaty feet.
Whoa.
Nobody was...
Yeah, it's a foot long.
No
booty!
Nobody was going into Quiznos for the ambiance. Nobody was like, I gotta get my
food.
Well, now they're definitely not sponsoring. No.
Is that all you guys have is food? All right. I guess I'll get a...
Yeah.
The sandwiches always look like something from a cartoon.
They do. Yeah, I know. That's not good. Like, the food looks like it's like that processed... Well, all food, it's all processed, but the...
I know what you mean, though. But something,
like
Fisher-Price
toy food.
Exactly. Some stuff is plastic and other stuff. Like Subway, they said the buns...
Oh, that just came out.
We're like...
Yoga mats, like...
Yeah, rubber. They were like a foam.
That's crazy.
Because they had that that sort of memory foam, literally like the resilience of them, where they were never flat.
Somewhere Jared from Subway is just like, ha-ha.
I'll tell you, somewhere, what do you mean, prison?
The attention's off me. It's like, dude.
Nah, it's not.
No, I don't. When people think
Jared's
of Subway.
Jared's telling everybody that. Did you hear they use foam in there?
Like, hey.
You're out of order, sir. You're still in court and going to prison for being a pedophile.
When I think of Subway, is it sad that I immediately think of Jared?
No, because I think the exact thing.
Yeah.
Jared. It's like, oh, when they find out about the pedophile suit, I got it at Jared's. So, by the way, this hand sanitizer looks like if I'm out of tequila, I'm just like...
Yeah, what brand is it, by the way?
This is Patron hand sanitizer.
Well, I say that because they're, you know, once the sanitizer became a hot commodity... I mean, I've seen so many different types of brands pop up that I'm like, I got to know like Purell, right? And then I think there's maybe one other brand like
the Cadillac.
Yes, like the Nike and Reebok or Adidas of sanitizer. But then there was one that was like squishy stuff. It was like the dollar store knockoff. And you're like, I can't trust that.
You're like, wait, but does Jordache do hand sanitizer?
George Foreman had one, I think.
It's also a grill. We just heat your hands up. We heat COVID right off. Yes, I do a George Foreman audience.
Is there an impression you've been working on during the quarantine that because you know you're one of the greatest to ever live, to ever do them?
I love you.
Who's someone that you've been seeing out there that maybe you're like, oh, this would be a fun one to start?
I was trying to work on a Jeff Goldblum for a minute.
Nice.
And but I really tried to hone my Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he got...
Oh, yeah, your voice is definitely in that register.
Adam Driver is always sort of like waiting at the DMV. Guys, am I in the right line here? Am I in the right line? I've been here since 2 a.m.
Okay, let me play a scene. Here's Adam Driver waiting to get a room at the Pendry Hotel, and I'll tell him that we're all full. We're not taking reservations yet. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, sir.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome to the Pendry Hotel.
Right now, I just was wondering,
sure.
Even though this... entire building is clearly not finished. I would like a room.
Are you okay?
I'm very cold, and at the same time, I'm very hot.
Yeah, you're sweating a lot.
I am sweating a lot.
Well, we don't have rooms constructed yet. It's actually still a work in progress, but you can sleep in our lobby if you'd like.
Wait, listen. So you're just at the front desk telling people this? You, there's no room service or nothing? Somebody just took my bags.
I'm sorry. Are you Adam Driver?
I'm the drag queen Madam Driver.
Because you're checked in under an alias.
I am Kylo Ren.
Who?
Kylo Ren from the Star Wars movies.
Oh, I have not seen those.
What? Let's go.
Who's that?
Wait, I got him in the car. There's a valet. Took my car.
That's so good, dude.
Thanks, man.
That's so good.
Well, you got to do.
You need to make one and post. Like, we live in the day and age where you can, you know, tag him and maybe he'll see it. People will.
I love him. I'm such a fan of that guy.
He's great. I haven't seen the, what is it, the Marriage Story?
Marriage Story, yeah.
Because it just looked. Look, I'm a kid of divorce.
Depressing.
Thanks for bringing it up. And so it looks.
You're a kid of divorce, right?
Yeah. Byron Allen?
Oh, dude.
Hey, Adam, so your parents split up.
I love
when
that
you were
we
nine,
both
right?
know what's happening right now with Byron Allen. So you eat Quiznos, right?
As you're eating one.
So you've been at the Pendry, right? Yes, Byron.
I
by the way, a trillionaire.
Trillionaire. He was great in the Comedy Store doc, by the way, which did you watch the first episode?
No, I didn't. Is it on Showtime?
Yeah. If you don't blink, you can see Adam Ray sitting in the back all blurry.
Whoa!
And I remember it too. I remember Mike Binder walks in with the camera crew and Annie Letterman was on stage and they walked through and I just gotten off or was about to go on and they walked through and I just very blatantly, obviously, wide-eyed, as if I just moved to Hollywood, look up at Mike, the cameras, just like, and I get, it went by, and I somehow remembered it triggered the moment when I just saw that shot, and then I just immediately saw, I was like, my fucking goofy Jufro and my puffy Gap vest, and I was like, but it was like so blurred.
Did that guy just mouth the word camera?
I was like, I should have stood up, beelined it to Mike, intercepted him, and then like grabbed the camera and been like, what up, MTV?
Yo, welcome to Spring Break.
You have to use this now.
But I'll tell you what, I did. I was in Pirates of the Caribbean Part 2. And
as what?
As one of the pirates.
Oh, my God.
And it was, and I actually had
Are
this
credited?
Thing where.
Does anyone remember Jonathan Kite in Pirates of the Caribbean 2? Anyone? Have you guys seen Pirates of the Caribbean 2? Yeah. Do you remember Jonathan?
Good to see you again.
were your lines?
So they,
did you have any lines?
So they set up this long-ass shot, right? And it was 40 things needed to happen. I swear, it was like one of the first big things I ever did. And then the camera gets to me. Like, you're the camera, right? So you're panning. The camera, we're supposed to be like looking like we're going to get ready for battle. And then the camera like literally gets to me and at the end of like this huge setup and I'm just like this. And then Verbinski was like, cut! And I go, yeah! And I looked at it, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Did they let you ad-lib any pirate noises or?
I don't remember. We talked a little bit, but like, I mean, this was so long ago.
Just pirate murmur.
It was awesome. I was on the, yeah, it was great.
It was filmed on an island, right?
It was filmed, my portion
at Islands,
filmed,
the restaurant.
I was going to say, at Islands, the restaurant. Yeah, yeah. It was on my break. So I was there for about 15-minute shifts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing the lingo. But Marriage Story.
Depressing.
Yeah.
I don't want to, life is already so, I don't know, not super, you know, bright and peppy. So anyone that's pitching me like, dude, you got to watch this movie.
No.
It's about this guy that gets fucking murdered in his car and then his wife leaves him.
He's the best guy that ever lived and then somehow he gets super AIDS,
dude,
no reason and then the movie's over.
I watched that the murder documentary on Netflix about the family, the guy who killed his wife and two kids right before I went to bed.
So you're saying I should watch? Is this a recommendation? Or no,
it's fucking gut-wrenching.
Yeah, dude.
It's just...
What are some other films that people have pitched you where they're like, oh, you got to see this. You're going to be sad as fuck after.
Well, just real quick, you triggering when I got pitched a movie. The last Uber ride I took, I got pitched a movie called After Church. And it was one of those Uber drivers that goes, hey, where am I taking you? And I go, oh, comedy club. This and that. He's like, oh, you're a comedian? I was like, yeah. He's like, man, I got a movie script. I was like, pitch away. He goes, it's called After Church. I go, what's the premise? He goes, well, you know how everyone's always like going to church, like, oh, man, I'm a good guy. I don't do anything wrong. I'm holier than now. I'm like, sure. He goes, well, then they leave church and it's all gambling and butt fucking. And I go,
in that order?
Yeah. I go, it is. And he goes, yeah.
So
and
you mean, yeah, so it's two rounds of craps?
Yeah. He goes, it's all the stuff that happens after church. So you call it After Church. I was like, I wouldn't not see it. I
don't want to not see this, but here's my card.
Yeah. I also then, I told it to a buddy of mine, and he goes, gambling and butt fucking sound like two hilarious like 80s beach cops. But it's like the guy always, the chief's always like, gambling, butt fucking. And he's like, it's butt fucking, it's German.
Gumbling. Gumbling and butt fucking.
Yeah. If you could be a beach cop, what beach would you want to work at?
Miami.
Yeah.
I remember going
in what
there.
Decade?
Oh, probably the 80s.
I know.
Short shorts.
The 80s seemed like nothing went wrong.
Yeah, but...
Ask Madonna. We'll be right back.
That is, thanks. Woof, that was rough.
Yeah,
no, you're right, but I don't know.
Footage from the 80s, it just seems like everyone is
rollerblading,
dude,
to cocaine.
Yeah, they're always excited about where they're headed to. The destination is better than the journey.
Absolutely. Boom boxes,
headphones, cell phones,
leg warm. No, not in the 80s. Not cell phones.
Were people wearing condoms in the 80s?
No,
no.
I think they were invented in 97.
Were they really?
No.
Okay. They're very gullible. So,
yeah, yeah. 1897.
When were they?
They were, the first Profo is like, I think, in the 1800s.
So what were people using before that? It was just Raw Dog City. The pullout method in the 1800s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has this been documented?
The pullout method? Yeah, the colonize.
Are they teaching that in history classes over Zoom right now?
The sex ed, the history of sex ed.
Maybe David Attenborough does it. The first ever pullout happened in 1855.
I was working on that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I heard him. Oh, here's a very short.
Right?
In there, here's the first pullout from the seal.
He only does animal sexual encounters.
Like, oh, dude.
Like, David, we got a whole thing.
What about people? Fuck people.
Fuck people.
I
soon all the humans will be burned to a crisp.
Unless they're the people parrots of Peopleton.
I get turned on by animals fornicating.
Oh.
Maybe because I own a zoo and practice on them myself.
Zoo loop. David.
The best animal to penetrate. No, David.
David, we're rolling live.
I know.
I've never been more certain. <I've>...
He's just said, he's throwing all caution to the wind.
I love him, dude.
I mean, there are people that are taking chances during this pandemic because they're like, look, I don't know if we're coming out of it, so let me just, you know, throw some darts.
Yeah.
Now, people are moving. Would you think about moving out of L.A. and starting your comedy career elsewhere?
I think because my main bag is still acting, and a lot of the jobs, I know that right now we can't go in and see people for auditions and stuff like I did self-tape today.
It'll stay like that for a while, I think.
For another 6 months.
At least.
Welcome. Good to see you guys.
Continue to walk by if you're fans.
Good.
Hell yeah.
It was gorgeous.
That was great. Wow. Man. One guy, two girls, huh?
Guys, I want to see that show.
Guy. Yeah, good for that guy.
That guy is killing it. Someone's having a good 2020.
You wouldn't move.
No, no.
If you had to move, where would you go?
So
if LA shut down,
I was up auditioning for a show getting kind of far right before the pandemic that was going to shoot in Boston.
So you would have.
I would have had to move there.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would have. I've been to Boston many times. At the great comedy scene.
I feel like you could blend into becoming a Boston guy, too.
Yeah.
You'd find your cheers. You'd be the... Who would you be?
John! I think I'm Sam Malone. Yeah. I'm not.
You could pull that off.
I'm more of a Danny DeVito. I'm married to
was
someone
he in
who's
Cheers?
There. No, but he was married to Rhea Perlman. Still is. I just love the DeVito.
What are they doing right now?
God. I want to say fucking... I love that guy so much. He's a hero of mine, actually.
I want to meet him just to truly see how tiny he is.
4'11", I think. I looked it up the other day.
For real?
Yeah, I think so.
Last thing you Googled was Danny DeVito's height?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you ever think about that? If you did get pulled over or go to jail for like drunk driving or something and they did pull up your Google searches?
Oh, I always have this joke with my friends where I was like, here, you just need to get rid of this computer. I have friends that have spare keys. And I'm like, if it looks like I'm going, no matter where I am in the world, if I like text you this thing, you need to break into my apartment, steal my computer, and burn it.
I always think about that too. What my buddies who were married with kids, when they have like their office like way away from the rest of the house, I'm like, that's so suspect. You got to set up an office close to the kitchen or like, I don't know, on the same level as like next to the kid's bedroom so that if it's so far away.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of you don't get to decide, right? If you like a house,
yeah,
it's like whatever, wherever the room is.
You're right. You know, it's always the room that's just like looks like a Peloton can fit there, and
it's like the Beast, Beauty and the Beast. They're like, don't go in the West Wing.
All my porn's
there. Peloton is there. You've said Peloton a lot. Feels like it's porn.
Okay.
That
you're still living in the same spot.
Same spot.
We're super close.
Super close. I love this area. I keep seeing people going further north, and I'm just not. It's so far.
I keep waving goodbye. I keep going. Great.
See ya.
Take care of yourself.
Let me know how that Sherman Oaks Vons looks.
Lose my number. No, I love this area, man. I've lived in this area for most of my time in LA.
Yeah, it's weird being out this way with not all the Sunset Boulevard action that you usually get, right?
Where do you guys live? We're doing crowd work right now. Where are you guys from?
What's your PIN number?
Austin? Oh, we were just talking about Austin.
So Austin's becoming kind of like the next spot that everyone, right?
Good to see you too.
Everyone says Austin's yourself. Like, you live that way. Also, what if you also meant Austin?
She meant Austin,
just like that way.
I'm like, I think you mean, I think you mean east.
By the way, you can always. It's good to know when like someone just completely loses their sense of direction, and then you're like, you mean west? Like, nah, I refer to locations in terms of that way or this way. Yeah, lick my finger, feel the wind. Well, you can't say that in 2020.
No, wow. As a white guy?
Lick my finger, feel
the
wind. Did
you hear sirens?
Yeah. Wasn't that a Pocahontas lyric?
I was going to say it was a Robert Frost poem.
Either way.
David Ambrose. Lick my finger, feel the wind. I'm David Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm constantly
coffee table quotes.
About to take my last breath.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys, what was the first thing that you guys bought when the pandemic struck? We'll be able to read your lips.
Yeah, camera for those feet. Let me know when I'm close.
Lipstick, food. Yeah. Food. By the way, she just with a closed hand, like she was doing a sock puppet, dabbed her lips, and I go, lipstick? What is wrong with me to thinking someone would put on lipstick with a closed? Okay.
Thank you for taking that bullet, because I was going to say Carmex.
Yeah. What type of food? Like meats, snacks. By the way, this is the point of the podcast when you can go ahead and just turn off your radio. What kind of snacks? What did you go for? Because this says a lot about you, right? Because if you're like, oh shit, I might not be able to eat for 6 to 8 months. What did you stock up on? Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Something that lasts 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. Can cheese last six to
no.
8 months? No. What's the shelf life of cheese? Said nobody ever. Let's move on.
This has been our guys. We did it. We did a whole cheese section.
I used to work at a grocery store. What's that? This is a peak moment for the podcast. Yeah. What's the shelf life of cheese?
Wow. Yeah. The other stuff was just boy. No good. Apparently, yeah. She goes, "This is it. This is where it piqued the interest."
I used to work at a grocery store though in high school, and before podcasts were even a thing, this was in the late '90s, early 2000s, and I wanted to do some sort of a radio show, which I guess would have been a podcast, from the break room, because the amount of shit that was happening on a daily basis, drama at the grocery store, you don't even know. You walk into a Ralph's now, you see all the employees just like doing their thing, putting their heads down. Man, there was...
I think this is the plot of Superstore.
No, but because that's like takes place in like a Costco. It's right, isn't it? Like
it's like a
grocery store.
It's a Walmart. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I worked at an Albertsons. I'm talking local supermarket.
Hold on, Judges.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm with.
All right, you're from that way, so I don't think we're on the same page.
In Austin, those are the same thing. No, but that you couldn't. If you and I couldn't pitch a show right now, where someone's like, hold on. David Attenborough, let me get this. So what if we pitched a show where it takes place in a break room? Someone's like, yeah, Superstore. No. We only sell food. They'd be like, get out of my office.
Well, grocery stores don't sell TVs and balloons and shit like that.
They do sell balloons.
All right. They don't have guys doing root beer float announcements.
They do not.
See, that's what I did.
There you go.
My boss.
Oh, you were the root beer guy.
My boss, yeah. Let me live a normal life. My boss pulled me aside and he goes, hey, I know you're like, you know, trying to be an actor and you know, you're always trying to make jokes and like sometimes it's a little inappropriate, like, you know, but I would love to. We got the root beer floats coming on this summer. If you can get on the mic and do a big announcement for us. So I get on there, you press a little button, it goes boop, and I go, oh, it's hot as fuck outside. And then he just pulls the thing and he goes, Adam, what are you doing? And he goes, you told me to like be fun and whatever. He's like, you can't curse. I was like, you didn't say that. So I get back on and I'm like, oh man, it's toasty outside. Nothing washes down, nothing makes your throat all nice and warm.
Nothing coats the throat, the deep throat of a
Who wants to deep throat some Haagen-Dazs?
Who has to deep throat this head of a root beer float? He's like, Adam, you can't pause too much in the middle. That's a good SNL sketch.
Yeah. There was something, though, about the guy who works at a franchise grocery store for 40-plus years. Like Dan Boyle, who is the boss's boss, called boobs fun bags. This was 1999. Fun bags. I'd never heard that. I was like, what? He's like, oh, look at the fun bags on that girl. I was like, what does that mean?
You're like, get off the mic.
He's saying it into into the loudspeaker.
That's not an announcement.
I stole so much stuff from that Albertsons, by the way.
What was the best thing you ever stole?
Oh, man. I would steal deodorant. I'd steal a case of Dr. Pepper. I'd steal, what else did I steal? Booze, film.
That's where I thought you were going.
And by the way, I'm not outing myself. They caught me, and I got fired.
No. Listen, I'm your alibi, bro.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was funny that I asked you what you stole, and I'm thinking, because that's in my mind, I'm like, it's high ticket items.
Yeah.
You're like, deodorant,
Mac and
cheese, Pepper.
things you take in a camper.
Sports Illustrated. Things at Albertsons. Yes.
I just saw Sebastian Maniscalco. Do you guys know Sebastian Maniscalco? It went on Family Feud with his family.
Oh, I love that.
And boy, did that get me jacked up for something to watch. I having something to look forward to.
Family Feud is my favorite game show.
Oh, Steve Harvey is...
what did you say?
Does not get enough credit for his... all he has to do sometimes is look in the camera after somebody says something oddly pervy or racist and just give a look, and it just buys them also like 5 minutes of TV time.
You know, I do like a 15-minute bit about Steve Harvey hosting Family Feud.
Oh, my God.
I love it. So wait, who was the other family, by the way, that Sebastian was going up against?
I don't know. I don't know.
The DeVitos.
That'd be great. And the Maniscalcos.
The Maniscalcos and the DeVitos.
It's another Sicilian. Super Italian family.
Hey.
I can't wait to see his dad.
Name a vowel. Oh, show me it.
That's a different game show.
Yeah, that was the Gandolfinis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Were they on
no.
Wheel of Fortune?
I like to buy a bow.
Is that Gandolfini?
Fuck it, why?
Oh, my God.
Fucking ridiculous shit, you know what I mean?
That guy, man. Did he ever host SNL?
No. Why not?
That's a bummer. That would have been great.
He would have been awesome.
Let's go through a list of people that never hosted SNL that should.
Clark Gable.
Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah. There's a,
and that's it.
That's it. I feel like everybody else that should have hosted. No, you know what it is sometimes that a comic who is so damn funny doesn't get a chance to host because they're maybe not mainstream enough.
Yes.
And I think like looking around the room and seeing some of these great comics, like I wonder, like Rogan, has Rogan ever hosted SNL?
Yeah, he
I think he's the biggest guy in the world right now.
Michael Keaton, has he? He probably
has.
He has.
He has a few times, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's in that classic Farley sketch when his wig comes off. This is a bummer having the chairs all up. And I'm sure everyone who's been in this room has talked about that. But it's kind of like... And it makes you realize how intimate the room really is. It's like when you, I don't know if you ever went to Toys R Us as an adult.
Wait a minute. Just so I'm clear, where a kid can be a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the same
Is that
page.
What their slogan was?
Yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. What I don't, was, what was I the, don't want to grow up because I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million.
At Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yeah. But we got to figure out what's
from
what
toys to trains to.
No, before video games. But before that, what precedes a million things that I can play with? Because that's important.
Yeah, I think where a kid can be a kid is Chuck E. Cheese. Which, by the way, filed for bankruptcy.
No!
Yeah. So, Kevin Spacey, you're going to have to find a different ball pit. Keep going.
Shots fired. He just walks right by.
He's like, listen, I'm here, and I'm at a ball pit right now.
Lucky for you, I bring my own ball pit.
Lucky for you, I have 2 Academy Awards. Not what I asked, Kevin. By the way, I saw him out and about in L.A. Not
recently.
Recently,
was he wearing a Nine Lives T-shirt?
He
and look, Spacey, you're a great actor.
He's wearing
a shirt
that says "You
perf.
Can't cancel me." And I was like, "You did. We did.
We did." But he's like, "You can't erase Nine Lives." And if you haven't seen Nine Lives, here's the plot: Kevin Spacey's a rich dude, and his kids.
Movie, by the way.
His kids are desperate for attention that they're rich. Working constantly, father is not giving them. So, in a stroke of bad luck, he's up in his tower working away, penthouse, lightning strikes. He's yelling at his fucking cat. You know, stop looking at me, cat. Something, you know, I'm paraphrasing. And
no, I think that was it.
And him and the cat, like him and the cat switch
places.
Yeah,
this is great. Wow, I can finally lick my own ass. Okay, Kevin, there's no improvising.
No ad-libbing, Spacey. No,
listen, I'll be in my trailer pooping in sand.
How much do you think?
Kevin, you're not really a cat.
How much do you think they paid him for that? Because
whatever
or
price
who passed on it?
Too much.
Or did somebody go, look, we know you have this lawsuit coming down the pipeline. You got to do something that's completely out of left field.
By the way, everyone passed on that.
Yeah.
Everyone. Like, because he was still doing
actual cats passed on that movie.
Garfield passed on that
Jeff
movie.
Bridges? He was Garfield's agent?
Listen, man, I rep a lot of cats in the business, man. I'm a cool cat.
Who are some of your most famous cats that you represent, Jeff?
I represent Rom-Com Togger.
What about, what is it?
Judi Dench.
She's not a cat.
She was in the movie Cats, though, man.
Wait, well, who's Lazy Cat? Angry Cat?
No, Grumpy Cat.
I got a real thing right now. I went to Grumpy Cat's birthday party in New York.
Why don't you open with that wherever you go?
I close with it. I can't top that. Guys, I went to Grumpy Cat's birthday party. Good night.
Wait, who invited you? What was the party like?
My friend was doing PR. There?
For the cat?
Yes. This is real.
How many followers does this cat have?
She's dead now. She passed away.
Oh.
Her name was Tartar Sauce, for real, Tartar, and her nickname was Tard.
Oh,
for real.
Oh, God. Who did she leave her fortune to? The owners, I guess.
Kevin Spacey. No, in a weird twist of fate.
Who owned Tartar Sauce?
This couple. I met them. They were very sweet, and this cat.
Were they bummed, or were they just like wearing
I didn't meet her them. Skin I didn't see them at the funeral.
Yeah.
But I did.
There was a funeral?
I have no idea. Oh. But there was a wake. So I'm there at the. So my friends, I was in New York just like doing press or something. I was working. And someone goes, hey, a friend of mine's like, I'm like, oh, what are we doing? Do you want to hang out? She's like, yeah, I'd love to. But I'm doing PR and I'm covering. Do you know Grumpy Cat? And I was like, I do. I'm doing her birthday party. And it was Grumpy.
Was she pumped about that? Was this like a
Grumpy Cat?
A step down or
was
no?
Was pissed.
No.
Well, you couldn't tell your face because she sat there on a pillow as there was a line of people to just take pictures. I have a picture of her.
Oh my God.
She looks very disinterested.
But was your friend like, you know, was she like, I was up for, you know, Jaden Smith's racquetball tournament, but I couldn't get it, so I'm doing Grumpy Cat's birthday.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time when when animals, especially on Instagram, were huge.
Yeah.
There was one called Lil Bub. And the only reason I know this was, I was doing an interview one time, and they were like, oh, we're going to have like a shot of you and the other guests on for the thing. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yep.
And then they walk in with this little cat named Lil Bub. And they're like, do you know? And my publicist is like, do you know Lil Bub? And I was like, no. That's a robot laughing.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll text you, Mitty. Can you guys hear that?
Can you hear the sound effect of a robot fart?
Kind of.
It's like,
nice.
Meh, meh. Fart, fart.
Okay.
Well, all right, well, it stopped.
Okay, Rosie. But anyway, she was, I think that there was this idea that those were going to, that animals, famous animals were going to be big, like Lassie and Rin Tin Tin.
Lassie is dead, right?
Yeah, but there were a lot of Lassies. That's a documentary, a sad documentary. It's just like the movie Marriage Story. You don't want to watch it.
I would like to see a documentary about all the famous
called Too Many Lassies
animal actors, because there was the animal actor show at Universal.
Oh, I've been to it many times. I've actually been to it every time I go.
And
it's really gotten bad.
Yeah. Well, there used to be a trick where like a monkey would come out with a woman's bra.
I remember that.
That would get a big laugh. There was also the thing that I got called on stage for when they had a giant condor soar down from the top.
That's the other thing I remember.
They had me get
time.
On stage. I'm wearing a Universal shirt, fanny pack,
Because you worked there.
Yeah, but this is when I was a child, and my mom took my sister and I, and I'm on stage, and they go, just do this.
Oh, the mic's out.
Check, check.
Check, check. Can you guys hear us out there?
Was it still recording?
Oh,
can they still hear us? You guys out? Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Enjoy your rest of your night. What does the night consist of after this?
Boxing. I love how you have like the little hands in there.
Wandering Sunset? Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's more stuff open, right? Oh my God.
I love that.
Nice. I have a buddy that has a box of those. Oh, that was weird to say out loud. But yeah, you have two of them. All right, yeah, that's good.
If you can't see what she's doing, it just sounds creepy.
Yeah, she's got two of the tiny, are they just called tiny hands? Where can you buy them at? Were they gifted to you? A toy store in Austin.
I thought you were going to say they're my real hands. Like, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, boy, they are. Oh. That's got to be a thing, right?
Oh, that looks nice.
Oh, that looks fun. You guys go. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Yep. Tiny. Hey, OnlyFans, there's probably a page.
Tiny hands,
with
guys.
Tiny hands, there's probably.
Whoa. Yep. This guys. Is boys.
See, the Comedy Store doesn't lose any of its weirdness.
Save
as long
it for
as it
OnlyFans.
Open.
We're giving it away for free right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Bye,
take
ladies.
Care. Have a good one. I don't think.
Hey, the fellas are back. The boys are back in town, boy.
Whoa, whoa.
That guy's
that?
Got a Guess shirt on. Fuck yeah, dude. Did you get that at Guess?
Guess. Nice. Nice. Can you hear me, too? Can you hear me?
Now, let's. About last night. Adam Ray, John Kite. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Enjoy the night.
I don't think mine's on, by the way.
Yeah.
Can you hear me or no? Oh, great.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm just bombing.
Yo, fellas, where are you headed? Where's the party at tonight? I feel like you're 16 years old. That's the thing with these masks. You can only see from eyes above, and it's really...
I love that. That sounds like a deposition in court. Your Honor, that's the thing about these masks. What?
Oh, shit.
Ay, my Lord.
You can only see from eyes above.
Listen, I heard you.
Tony Danza. There is a...
Are they doing a reboot of Who's the Boss?
Yeah. Trust me, I've been texting with his manager.
Oh, I know. That's what I was asking.
I go, someone's got to play Tony's son. He go, and then I can't remember what he texted me back. Actually, I'll just fucking read it. Because it was me.
Read it on air.
It was me trying to pitch myself to.
I'm gonna call as your agent.
Here I go. So I go. I go. Holy shit! I go. Congrats. Is there a son part? He goes. Ha ha. I go. I'll take that as a hard maybe. This is about when Who's the Boss got announced that they're doing a reboot, right? And
it's a sequel. It's called Two's the Boss.
And my buddy is his manager. So I go, holy shit. I go, is there a son part? He goes, ha ha. I go, I'll take that as a hard maybe. He said, ha ha, Alyssa is an only child. Show picks up 30 years after the last. And I said, we can figure it out. He goes, so Tony got on board and adopted an adult son late in life? I go, yup. Which is a
by
great
way,
storyline.
Great story.
So he'd be like, hey, so I know you're Alyssa. Can I call you Alyssa? Can I call you your real name? I know you're my daughter, but... You know, I thought how great it would be to have a son, you know, that's adopted, so it's not blood, so you're single, he's single. Plot twist.
And so the networks are going with it.
Yeah, so we're shooting next fall.
So we'll be, we're out next fall.
Yeah, it's, yeah. There's no world where I don't...
wind up on that show.
I mean, even if I'm an extra and they just like...
Yeah, but do you know Tony very well?
Oh, I had him on the podcast. Jeffrey Scott, ladies and gentlemen.
There
nice
he
hair,
is.
That quarantine hair, boy, fucking long and sexy and COVID-free. Hopefully,
you and I have somehow both gotten haircuts.
Yeah, I Well, look, if I didn't get a haircut, I mean, it would just be there. There was a point when I, you know, somebody had resent me that video of Fabio breaking his nose on a roller coaster when the bird. Oh, ran into him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, the kid who sent it to me was like, by the way, there's no actual proof he got hit by the bird. He just showed up and his nose was bleeding and there were feathers everywhere. Conspiracy. I was like, who's filling the conspiracy that Fabio
and also, who
faked
do you
his
work
own
for?
Nose break?
Who are you hired by?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
Big Fabio Corporation.
But I did see,
who's like,
what is that guy doing right now, by the way?
Fabio?
Yeah. Like, why wasn't he featured in that celebrity naked vote video?
I don't know.
Did you see that?
No, but I heard about it.
And for real? It was on Instagram. It was another just big ploy with celebs to get the vote out, which hey, I'm all about. But
yeah, but come on.
They were all buck naked. I'm naked.
But
Mark Ruffalo.
Just tell people who's in it, though. It was Mark Ruffalo.
Who we've seen naked.
I'm already on OnlyFans.
Enough nudie Ruffalo.
We get it.
You got a cock.
We've seen your Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
We don't like it when you're horny.
Chris Rock, Sarah Silverman. And Sarah was a little, if you're going to get naked, I think you got to do what she did, which was like make it a little interesting, you know? But everybody else was like neck up.
Yeah.
And then there was a...
I'm telling you, but people were sort of making, not jokes about it, but like saying...
Well, I think it's just oversaturation of people feeling...
I wasn't going to vote, but I saw naked celebrities, and I think I might.
That's what I'm saying. Had I not seen Mark Ruffalo's tits...
Jay Mandium is in the building.
When is Jay Mandium not in the building?
Brother, he was doing his podcast.
Jay Mandium.
Right here.
Jay Mandium wearing his mask, looking like a duck. What's the name tag on your jacket say, Jay?
Dr. Mandium.
You do look like you came straight from doing rounds at Cedar Sinai.
Yeah, but on a show on the CW. Look at that chain wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy's the hippest doctor in the ER.
Yeah, yeah. He's
like, oh my God, she's suffering from a broken what? Heart.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you mind if I come back and check on this patient? I got to sell pot to some skateboarders out back. Jay, what would be your doctor name if you were on a CW doctor show?
We can hear you, buddy.
You project. You were in plays.
Yeah, I was going to say someone went to theater school.
Yeah, make it quick, Jay, because you're not on the mic that this is going to go out to the world on. So
Jay's
right now,
doing his own podcast. We're just sitting from the patio.
We're just sitting inside.
We're his audience.
Dr. Finkelstein. All right.
Yeah. And people are like, he's adopted?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like what Jay's doing. We've got a group headed towards Saddle Ranch and two fellas
leaving Saddle Ranch.
Yep.
Guys, it's a 4-in, 2-out policy at Saddle Ranch tonight.
There's not one day I don't drive by Saddle Ranch and think, man, I got to ride the bull before I leave this place.
I thought you were going to say, man, do I need a Yargarita?
Is that what they sell there?
I don't know.
They sell
big drinks.
They sell giant cotton candies. You want to hear the first time I ever went to Saddle Ranch?
Yes.
Fucking hammered. Came from the Comedy Store, actually, doing the open mic. Walked down there. It was kind of a banner night because I think I'd signed up 5-6 weeks in a row. Hadn't gotten on. Got on. Got a couple laughs. That was enough to carry me into the next day.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
But really just ride the high for that night.
Yeah,
it was
like,
I'm on Sunset Boulevard. I just got laughs at the Comedy Store.
Good night, L.A.
Yeah. I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Let me go to the Saddle Ranch.
He dropped the mic at an open mic. There's like 10 other guys coming up.
He took the mic to Saddle Ranch, dropped it
there. This is mine. Okay, buddy.
So Saddle Ranch is popping. And this
when is it not?
This is 2007. And Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey are there and
working?
No, hanging out. Wait, just was this 2007? Maybe it was 2005.
Yeah, that feels a little too.
Yeah, maybe this was.
Just because like everybody would have their phones out and taking pictures.
Yeah.
And there were 2005. The
that
camera,
wasn't happening.
The camera phones.
Maybe it was 2001. No, because I.
When did you move here?
2001. But I saw them post college.
I feel like we got to go to like a Jessica Simpson timeline.
No,
with you.
When were they dating? Maybe it wasn't them.
I was gonna say.
I've been carrying
was
around.
Was it two lookalike Hollywood and Highland photos?
It was the way Spider-Man you do, Jack Sparrow. Oh man, it was a dude. It was, how funny is that? It was just a guy I thought was Nicholas. I just was fucked up and saw a couple making out in a booth.
It was a guy who was fixing everyone. A thermostat who made a 98 degrees joke. You're like, that must have been Lachey.
And that girl that came out of the bathroom was definitely with him.
Yeah, it's just Jessica Simpson.
Who was the but that is a, at least at that time, whether they were there or not, feels like a place, a hubbub where stars would go to on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I love that spot. It's just, you know why? It's a good rowdy time.
Yeah.
I mean, a friend had her birthday party there. We all went.
Angry Cat?
Yeah, Grumpy Cat. Angry Cat's sister.
Why do I fucking...
Yeah.
Eric, I don't know if you know this, but Jonathan went to Grumpy Cat's birthday party in New York.
Yeah.
Before she... He?
She
before she passed away from
all the fun we had at her birthday party.
there's got to be other cats or owners of cats that saw the trajectory of Grumpy Cat.
Yeah, no, there were. I said there was a time out here, like I feel like around 2011, 2012, where people were like
forcing their pets.
Well, they're like Instagram had came out in 2010,
right?
So they were like, oh, they're
dog accounts. Yeah,
yeah. We're but like famous.
Did anyone get close to the Grumpy Cat fame?
I don't think so. I don't think because if you say Grumpy Cat, people know who the heck you're talking about.
I wonder if someone just tried to like dangle. You know, I don't know what cats get turned on by, but if somebody was like, we're going to go in a completely different direction, horny cat.
And they're like, I think that cat's just fucking.
Yeah, I think that's just the...
That's like David Attenborough, because that was a joke that I tried to work on where I'm like, you know, that they'll like see a squid, but they'll kind of be like, how do you know it? That's the same squid?
Yeah.
Because to follow the squid's journey or some of these, they have to follow them for a long time before they give them something drama worthy.
Yeah.
The networks are like, you nailed it.
Do you think they give him a script or do you think he's just watching the footage and just making
even
up?
Even the animals? That squid's off book.
No, but I mean.
Like, come on, who's that squid's agent? Tom Hanks.
Wait, Tom Hanks, you rep a squid?
Well, yes, I saw how well Jeff Bridges was doing with cats, so I decided to rep squids. You ever seen 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
You rep that squid?
Well, I tried. We lost out.
Do you rep the chimp in that Matt LeBlanc movie?
Yes. Wait, it's hold on. It's called MVP, Most Valuable Primate. Boom!
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
he
my
plays
God.
Hockey. There's a baseball one, too.
That's how... I wonder if they had to do two more seasons of Friends just so people would forget that he did that movie.
Or Joey.
That's what...
So that,
oh, that did well, didn't it?
I mean, yeah, it existed.
Yeah.
I mean, well is tough because it's like after Friends, you know, one of the biggest shows of all time.
Yeah. They all had shows. Didn't David Schwimmer have like the David Schwimmer show?
No, they offered them.
I was the only guy who didn't have my own show.
Dude, I saw your Schwimmer. I do a show. Like,
oh, yeah.
Rachel.
like, Rachel, I'm still waiting.
We were out of break.
You think?
You think? Come on, Ben. Ben.
That's an impression nobody will ever get. You'll never get an applause break for a spot on David
Someone's
Schwimmer.
Like, who? In an empty room, I got a who.
How he hasn't come up with some sort of like, you know, I'm offering 2-for-1 swimming lessons down at Yost Pool.
Yost.
That's an actual pool in Edmonds, yeah, Washington.
I was going to say, definitely the JCC.
Yost Pool is where I almost drowned because my stepbrother, who I think I was 10 and he was 8.
What's his name?
Ryan.
I hope you're listening, Ryan.
Dude, he was, we somehow, I think he was on my shoulders, and we floated out to a part of the pool that was deeper than we thought, and he started panicking and shoving my head underwater, and it's the deep end, so I have nothing to grab onto, and he truly, imagine being underwater and somebody grabbing your head and your face, because he's like, I can't, he's trying to hold on for dear life.
A drowning man.
Yeah, and yeah. I literally was like, oh, this is how... At Yost Pool, I'm never going to be able to do my David Schwimmer impression calling back to this location because I'm going to die here.
But
we'll be right back.
The ghost of Schwim wasn't dead.
The ghost of Schwim.
The ghost of Schwim.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston was in the Leprechaun movie.
Brother.
There's got to be more of those deep cuts that pop up where you go, oh, that person
I'll
was.
I'll tell you something. In every major horror movie franchise, somebody went on to be incredibly famous. Critters.
Who's in Critters?
Leonardo DiCaprio's in the third or the fourth one.
No,
for
he's not.
Real.
They did four Critters?
I think that they did more than that, but I think Leo only did one of them.
What's the first movie you saw that got you terrified to go to bed as a child?
The trailer for Child's Play.
Oh, God. Not even the full-length film.
I was like, this doll does what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty freaky.
Yeah, that was terrifying because it was, I don't know if that was like the Jim Henson Creature Shop, but they made
that
kid. It
was a My Buddy doll. So it was already something that existed.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, like, about Nightmare on Elm Street or, like, all those other things, they had to create that.
Yeah, you didn't know a guy in a mask that lived in your neighborhood.
No, unless he played hockey.
Yeah.
Which I grew up in a hockey community, and I was like hey, Chris Nagy. Shout out to Chris Nagy.
Or your dad's weird friend that, like, you know, wore a mask to spook you and, like, steal your dad's beer.
I'm like, it's noon. I see you. Put on some pants.
Frank, we know it's you. No, it's not Frank.
I'm Jason. I need a beer. Okay, yeah. Frank.
This is the only house with Natty Light and Strawberry Zima.
Oh, by the way, love Zima.
Loved or love?
They don't make it anymore.
Currently in love?
Do you know that you can't, it doesn't come up on breathalyzers?
What?
That's why they stopped making it.
Well, you got a what and a who. Who knew?
Guys, I'm back.
Are we filming the ad for Zima's comeback?
Yeah. What was the fake doctor's name when he went to go to the convention to pick it up in all the Zima commercials?
I don't know.
Dr. Galakowicz.
For real?
He's like, are you Dr. Galakowicz? He goes, I'm Dr. Galiwikitz. Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Wait, Zima. So that was it? It couldn't come up on. So people were getting fucked up on Zima.
Yup.
How many Zimas would you need to black out? We got a.
Guys, you came with the right question.
Hey, quick shout out to the Star Trek Tours.
Whoa!
Sunset Boulevard. Thanks for stopping by, Adam Ray, John Kite. That made them drive faster. Okay.
The way Gene Roddenberry wanted it to take his beloved series into Hollywood
what's up,
tours.
Guys? Oh, man. Boy, never thought I'd scream at Star Trek trying to get some love. But those guys could not have put the pedal to the metal.
Do you know what they were
faster.
Looking for? They asked Comedy Store, where can we find a comedy show? And then they kept driving. What an insult.
I did. Do you remember the first time you saw one of those TMZ vans, though? And did you try to do a bit with it? Like when I was working at Universal Studios doing the tram ride, Jim Carrey famously came up to a couple of people's trams the day I was working, and I was so bummed. And he was shooting, I think, Man on the Moon. And he came up in full Andy Kaufman and fucked with a couple of the trams. And just hearing that, and it was like, you know, from people that, guys.
Great to see you. Guy's not wearing his mask properly. What is that, a feed bag like a horse? Anyway, we're back.
Do you get upset? Do you chastise people or call them out if you see them at a Walgreens or somewhere with the mask not covering
any
part of their body?
I was in line for a restaurant, a socially distant restaurant, and this woman was filming us, and she was like.
You got to say that now, don't you? It's almost like saying, like going out of your way. To be like, I was at this party.
I voted for Obama. So here's the thing. Oh, was that not asked? My bad. So anyway.
Socially distanced.
I'm for the Green New Deal. Anyway, so so we're socially distanced in line, and I was donating to charity at the time.
And you've since stopped.
No. I gave everything. They call me the giving tree at those charities because there's nothing left but old stump kite.
God, I definitely thought you were going to say a different word.
My OnlyFans. Old stump kite.
Yeah.
By the way, I love it. Village People.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Woo. That one guy, the rest of them were like, we're not in it.
This is a coincidence.
We didn't realize. We're all going to the Village People callback.
But we got
to
paint the
picture. It's late at night.
We got to paint the picture. It was four guys in construction outfits.
No. I just wanted people to do it themselves.
I almost said costumes. Cool costumes, guys.
Those firefighters are really fake putting out that fire.
Yeah.
They just come up with a hose. There's nothing in it.
So you're donating to charity.
So I'm donating to charity. And at the time, I was donating plasma. And this woman came up. No. And this we're outside. And we're in line 6 feet apart. I'm with a couple of friends. And this woman is dragging a suitcase like she's going to the airport. She's not. And she's filming us going, look at how unsafe all of you are. Like screaming in our faces, hold on, guys, let me finish. She's not wearing a mask.
Oh, God.
And she's going, look at you. And then this woman ahead of us in line goes, where's your mask? And she goes, no, you don't get to. And she's filming, and they're like, look at you. Everyone is wearing a mask. I mean, this woman, obviously, high on meth. And
Jesus, I love when that's because, you know, I just don't understand some of these videos I've seen of people that just get so fired up. It's like, man, it ain't.
Alex Jones?
Yeah, but even just like the guy.
I will,
I will eat my neighbor.
There was the guy.
I will eat my neighbor.
Well, yeah, that was crazy. There was a guy. I think it was at a Home Depot that he. I posted it.
It was in Florida. It was in Florida.
The guy that was flexing. What did he say? He pointed his finger in the guy's face and said, there was a quote from it that was really inspirational.
Something about eating your daily bread. I think it was from the Bible.
No. Yeah. But with
said where a kid can be a kid.
Hilarious. Just quoting Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
That's who it was. It was Chuck E. Cheese.
It was the guy.
It was a giant mouse.
So people weren't as offended.
Yeah, you know who was really offended? Chippy's Pizza Safari.
What is that?
In the Midwest, to compete with Chuck E. Cheese, there was Chimpy's Pizza Safari. What about
fuck you?
What about
what
Showbiz Pizza?
Well, that I remember.
Come on, the original
Chippy's
Chimpy's
Chimp yeah. Chimpy's. What is it?
You know what kind of animal Chimpy was?
What?
A
squirrel.
Chimpanzee.
Okay.
Chimp. A doctor.
Chimp. Galvikovitz. Yeah. What is it?
Gallywackets.
So Chimpy's Safari Pizza.
Chimpy's
Safari Pizza World.
Chimpy's Pizza Safari.
Oh, God. I mean.
Listen, this first interview is not going well.
We're not getting this away. So I'm the guy trying to get a job there. And he's
just
like.
Just tell us where you want to work. Chimpy's Safari Pizza.
We've got three
Adam,
pizza
buddy,
franchises.
I am trying.
In Milwaukee. Showbiz, Chucky.
You wanted to franchise one of these. You don't even know the name.
How many do you think there were?
At least two.
Now, what was the decor like? Because I know Chuck E. Cheese.
It was purple. It was a very similar.
Was it safari-esque?
Yes, it was. It was a jungle theme.
Gotcha.
I mean, they were in direct competition.
Fuck. Were they good?
It was the same. You know what I mean? It was like it.
None of the pizza was great, but if you're Chuck E. Cheese had
come on, it was before Dave and Buster's.
You're right.
I mean, there was, but like when we were kids, there was Showbiz Pizza, Chuck E. Cheese. What was the E? What did the E stand for?
I don't know. Chuck. I don't know. Edgar?
Edgar, right?
Chuck Edgar Cheese.
Chuck Charles.
Yeah.
Charles Edgar Cheesington. They changed it at Ellis Island. Ooh, really have a cheddar chip on his shoulder.
The better entertainment there was, the worse the pizza was. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that Showbiz Pizza, the entertainment, that gorilla who didn't play the drums, played the drums, the greatest thing in my life,
I haven't seen
the
Rolling Stones, but I've seen the Showbiz Pizza Band 16 times.
Bro, they're
cover
my fish.
The Rolling Stones.
They're my fish. You know what? When You've they traveled. Cover Chippy's Pizza Safari, it's like, woo!
I still feel like you're saying Chippy's.
Yeah, I got to
Chimpy's?
Yeah, Chimpy's.
I got to look this up. Is there a Chuck Entertainment
that's
Cheese.
That's convenient. Yeah.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Now, is it based on an actual guy named Charles?
You know what that sounds like? Donald Trump as a mouse.
What?
This is Charles Entertainment Cheese. I make all the cheddar.
We're buying all our ventilators from the Showbiz
all
Pizza
Band. All the ventilators.
Band.
They're so good. If you want a ventilator.
Wait, the Showbiz Pizza Band plays his inauguration.
He's like, Gorilla, play me out.
Some of the songs he picks for these rallies, I'm like, there's no way he got the rights. What was it, the last
Where
one I saw?
Where a kid can be the kid.
Yeah, it's just toys. KB Toys, remember that?
Who gave you that capelet? That playlist? Kevin Spacey.
We've got the soundtrack from Nine Lives.
We've got the soundtrack. It's so good. So good.
Do you ever think about the song? Do you go out of your way to actually pick the song that you walk on the stage with
every time?
Headlining? What song is that?
I used to do Bad Company's Feel Like Making Love.
That's good.
And then I would strip in the front to the guy in the front row.
Whoa.
For real.
To the whole song?
Feel I'm making.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what if he's real homophobic? Because I was with Bobby Lee in Washington,
D.C. Oh, you mean America?
Yeah. I was with Bobby Lee in Washington, D.C. about 2000.
At the Improv?
10 at the Improv in D.C.
Yep.
And he's doing his striptease dance, closing out the show, which, by the way, he did it 2 months later. I think this is when Bobby turned 40, and he walked in the green room. It crushes all the time.
Oh, all the time.
He goes
time.
In the green room
he's
and goes,
hysterical.
I got to stop. He With his hands in his face, he goes, I got to stop. He goes, why am I doing this? He goes, this is so sad. I go, it crushed. He goes, I got to stop. He's like, no more. He's like, that was the last time. I
That's
swear to
how
God,
funny Bobby Lee is, that he crushes, and he goes, I got to figure out a different ending.
Yeah, but he was like, I can't do it. He's like, what am I doing? Because he's sitting there in his underwear, even the underwear he bought for the striptease, it didn't even look like underwear. It looked
it looks
like
a little diapy.
Stitched together diaper.
It looks a little diapery.
It looked like bags from Ralph's that they had somehow maneuvered into a
This is not having anything to do with his ethnicity. It looked like a sumo.
It did. Yeah. It was probably comfortable. So he's sitting in that, questioning his existence. And this is the early show, and it crushes. He's like, I'm done. That was the last time I was doing it.
Yeah.
Cut to an hour and a half later, just going to town. But in D.C., you know, he would always bring somebody up, a dude, because that was the one thing that was really funny is he would do it on a dude. And yeah. So there's always that give and take of the guy being put on the spot, maybe a little uncomfortable, but would 98% of the time play along. And he brings up a big dude. And this Trump. Guy's up there. Was that?
Trump.
And
what's happening?
I wish it was. This guy did not know what he was in for.
What is going on here?
And Bobby would start like kind of massaging the guy in his chest, right? So he's massaging Trump's chest.
Ooh. Right there.
Then he gets right down. Then he start would go in between his thighs.
Oh, my God.
And then,
so good.
And then he would do the other thigh.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Are you going to pee on it? And so then he would...
Let me have it.
And then he would touch the inside of the thighs.
With that Mountain Dew.
And after those thighs get rubbed, that's when he would hit the music and start doing the dance. But he rubs one thigh, and he moves his hand over to grab the other one, and this dude just grabs Bobby's hand and lifts it up slowly and just goes, you better watch yourself. And then Bobby just turns out to the crowd, and everyone starts laughing because it's still funny.
Of course.
And Bobby just turns to the crowd and goes, I think we should bring somebody else up on stage. And that gets a big laugh. And then he goes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Guys, give him a round of applause. Thanks so much. And then went off to explain how much worse it was going to get. And the guy sat back down. But, like, dude, it was a real fascinating, like, social experiment to see someone's just entire, attitude.
Yes.
He got up there being like, all right, I'm already up here against my better judgment. You could tell he was not comfortable, and to see him slowly get taken out of his zone.
Can I tell you this, though? The first time, and shout out, I never got to thank him. I opened for Tim Meadows like years and years and years ago, 2019. And when I first started doing stand-up, and Tim Meadows would go on stage and he would do the ladies man bit, you know? By the way.
Open or close? Oh, just a bunch, probably just calling it back to it.
Well, he closed the show with it.
Yeah.
Do you know Tim?
No. But he to me, I put him in the top 20 of all time SNL.
Let me tell you, when we were in high school, he came back and did Second City. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And he came back to do the improv. They're like, oh, and by the way, this was before the internet, before clocks. And they were like, by the way, you guys, we're going to do the improv after the show. We were all in high school. We were so young, like 16 years old. And they go, do you guys mind if we bring on a special guest? And we're like, who is it? Like Barry Berenson? And they're like, you guys might have seen him on SNL, Tim Meadows. And we're all like, oh! We just started like ripping the chairs apart. We're just choking each other out. We're like, this is incredible. And so it was like really fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just because we couldn't believe it. And so I got an incredible opportunity when I just started doing stand-up. Again, years ago, and this guy's like, well, you could do this night headlining, but can you open for Tim?
Whoa.
The first thing, and I was like, abso-fucking-lutely, yep. You know? So I go there, and I watch him, and I'm just a fan. We never, when we get to, like, I say hi, he's in his zone, he's starting stand-up, yes. You know? And the first time, the ladies man bit, he has to bring someone up on stage. And I learned this at a very early time in my thing, because he did two shows that night, and one of them... The ladies man bit fucking murdered. He could have retired that night. Yep. And the other night, it was as if he was like, guys, I don't think 9/11 happened. And it was like, what? And people were just like,
Tim
no.
Taylor, Tim Taylor flies in, or Tim Allen flies in for that. Just to go, and then walks out.
Did it? Yeah. Al Borland. No. what's his name? Wilson. And I'm like, why is there a fence in here?
Fuck, he's
like,
that guy's so bummed. No one's ever going to know his real name. What is it?
Richard Kind. Or Richard Karn.
No, the Wilson.
Oh, Wilson? I don't fucking. No.
That's what I'm talking about. He gets no respect.
But it's crazy. So because he relied on the audience participation on a bit, by the way, that everyone's heard of. It had a movie, for God's sakes.
Oh yeah, and fucking destroyed.
Destroyed. And when it was on, it was on, bro. It was so funny, and he was doing like the voice, and it was like a personalized version for a woman in front of everybody of the sketch happening on stage. It was so entertaining.
That's amazing.
And then what? And then the other
talk
time,
to you guys after
it was just like. Oh,
just
no.
A complete flip flop of
it was. Yeah, it was as if someone was like, we're here to bury someone. It was like people showed up for the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr. And yet this guy was going to come and do jokes about it. Like people were expecting something else or whatever it was, because you know, he's never done it publicly. Like, I've never seen him do stand up on the Tonight Show or like Jimmy Kimmel or Conan or whatever. So I think people didn't know what his stand up was going to be. Yeah. Probably going to tell some old stories, which I always love. And when I go to see people like that, I'm like, please tell us a story we've never heard before. Yep. I love when Spade does it.
Yeah,
you know. And then it's like he did it, and he was telling some great stuff. And then he goes, I'm going to end on this thing, and people are like, yeah. And then for whatever reason, like it was off for whatever reason.
That's so, you know, maybe he just wasn't doing it a lot and just felt so at home with, you know, from being from there and like he could just, you know, sometimes when the audience is so generous and on your side, maybe you just feel like you can truly say anything. But
I mean, how much do you, I know that I do this, how much do you go off script when the audience is just into it?
Oh, so much.
Dude, when you know they're feeling it, you're like,
you know, but I
what do you guys want to talk about and just go off?
I often do wonder if I locked up the phones like Chappelle does, what I would really talk about. But
oh, I got a whole other file on my computer.
yeah.
Of stuff that I can't talk about unless it's the end of the world.
But before we wrap this up,
yeah,
you can talk about your show that you're filming right now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Comes out when?
Probably spring of next year.
Great.
It's amazing.
It's called Stop Embarrassing Me?
Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me.
With Jamie Foxx.
And David Alan Greer.
Which is, I don't know how much in Living Color rehashing there is going on there. Or is it just, or do you watch them interact and just get taken back to that
we
time?
We are, well, so it's incredible. Like, number one, by the way, Bentley, I don't know if you know Bentley, who was the showrunner, co-creator of Martin.
Oh my!
And
God.
The Jamie Foxx show. Bentley Evans.
Wow.
Is our showrunner.
That's amazing.
Co-executive producer with Jamie and
his daughter.
That's
a good sign. Those are two very successful shows.
It is so fun.
Are you the only white guy?
Yeah.
It's
about time. I don't know. It is so fun. Everybody who's on set is so talented. I mean, listen, we've all been a part of it. You know what? It is one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in my life. Because all the fun that you think people are having, we really are having that fun.
Yeah.
We are trying to make each other laugh
nonstop.
On set, nonstop. In the middle of takes, I came in with a Danny Glover reference. I don't even know if he'll make the cut. Just trying to make Jamie laugh because he had a Danny Glover joke. And then I came in as if I had just seen Danny Glover doing wind sprints. and you know, they want
you to do your thing, and they want everyone to be set up to win.
Everybody is so talented and so independently funny and giving. And everybody knows, like, the respect that I have for the people, you know, whether it's the writers, the producers, you know, Jamie, everybody just is working together.
Yeah.
And they're love. I feel like we're just loving being around each other.
That's
and
awesome.
It really feels like a family.
Jamie is EP. Not directing or anything, but you can tell it's his. He's at the helm.
The best. I mean, when you see some of the stuff that he's doing, that like it's written one way, and he goes, "We'll do it," but he goes, "Let me just do this other thing." He plays this preacher, but he plays himself. I mean, he plays this guy.
Yes.
You know, the lead of the show, and we're playing other characters too. I played another preacher named, this is real, Chucky Change, who was trying to get money,
amazing.
Played a preacher, and we would do it as written, and then he just went off script for 10 minutes. And it's just
all
like,
brilliant.
Have that be the cameras weren't on us. We were laughing the entire time.
That's amazing.
We were in the pews.
And how much of the crew, since it's COVID times, like, is there's less people on set, right?
But the crew is amazing.
Yeah.
A woman, actually, Debbie, shout out to Debbie, who was a camera woman on Two Broke Girls for many seasons, is one of the camera
so cool.
operators. It was so good to see her.
I mean, you're comfy in your element anyway, but does stuff like that make you even more, or
I
no?
just, you know, it feels nice to have been friends and to be friends with someone like you, where we met when we were both at Osbrink, a voiceover. I almost couldn't come up with it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are living our dream, still enjoying each other's friends, each other, like our company,
and
our
have
comedy.
Seen each other grind 10 plus years, and knowing that that we've each had our, you know, your cool times, your floating times, your times when you're like, man, I need to fucking
buckle down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so there's something wonderfully satisfying of people of running into people and being run into on their journey.
Yeah.
To being on a journey and walking side by side with someone like you, and then walking, you know, deep, like going off on my own path for a second, and then bumping into someone on their journey.
Yeah.
And being like, because, you know, we don't see these people. I'm doing a bit right now that I'm writing about how we're all living a Saudi Arabian soap opera, because you can only see everybody's eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go, the craziest thing, I didn't know it was her. I go, her eyes look very familiar. And then, because we had hung out for 6 years, you know, and then I saw her having lunch. And she's like, hey, it's, and I go, I know who you are. Like, I know it's you.
Wow.
Because she did say hi. I go, immediately I was like, hello, Debbie. Nice to see you. And so it was very cool to see people working, like, and the crew, because they don't come in until the last second. And Netflix has been ridiculously,
you get tested every
safe,
day. Yeah.
Incredibly. They are whatever that we need or whatever it's there to make us comfortable and everybody comfortable. Done.
You would assume that they would be that on top of it, being the big streaming service that they are. But
yeah, you know, but you don't know. Listen, you obviously,
it's new for everybody.
It's,
so.
And it's great to have walked into that environment. And we feel, I mean, I don't, you know, I think I speak for everybody. We feel so safe, so cared for. And it's just awesome. Like, you're obviously going to Australia.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fun to be not. Listen, everybody's going through their own thing.
Yeah.
But to being a part of something that I think, and I know the thing that you're a part of, people are really going to love and enjoy and entertain people.
That's so cool, man. So, seeing some of the videos you posted of you and Jamie Foxx on set, making each other laugh or
doing, that's all we're trying to do.
That's awesome.
We did, by the way, we had a Dave and Buster's this set. It's in the
third
episode. Dude, the crew.
Is there a Papa Shot?
We played Papa Shot all day.
Of course you did.
It was set up since day, like it was the first episode we did when we came back, because we'd shot one right before the lockdown. And of course, everyone on set is trying to break the record, because it's a real pop shot machine, so it has a real record built
amazing.
Into it.
That's fucking amazing.
So we're having an amazing time. But this woman, this Portia Coleman, is amazing. Plays Jamie's sister. Kyla Drew plays his daughter.
And you play?
I play his best friend.
Amazing.
It's so great.
I'm so happy for you.
Thanks,
it's
man.
Such a fucking cool part and cool show.
It's the best.
And it's like on a great platform to be
Netflix.
Seen.
Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned for that, I guess, 2021.
Yeah, I think so.
I love you. Thanks for doing this.
Dude, I'll always
cool to
do
be
this.
In a space where it feels familiar and around just familiar faces. And because that's
you
what
and
everybody
I just
wants.
Did an hour at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah. JB Kite on Twitter.
Jonathan Kite at everything. Jonathan Kite on Instagram,
right.
Jonathan Kite on Twitter, Jonathan Kite at LinkedIn.
You're still on LinkedIn?
No, never.
What
never
if you
joined?
Were only sending?
Guys, I'm only on LinkedIn.
Like, you're still that guy that's like, LinkedIn's the original OnlyFans. You're like, okay, dude.
Okay, dude. There's no pictures. No, but it's Nuggets. Is that your, my LinkedIn is at Nuggets.
There was a story I just recently saw. I don't know if I have Google alerts for this, but another guy, of course, in Florida, getting busted for trying to smuggle McNuggets in his asshole. Google it. Good night, everybody.